the ill heals. From which cometh my health. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall never slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thou coming in from this time forth and forevermore. I don't know how far we shall journey through this particular song. I'm not in control of that. I thank God for feeling good. All good feeling. You've been feeling bad before. You ought to be saying thank you for allowing me to feel good. I thank him for that. Health is on the way. Sometimes, in time of trouble, we look for governmental help, family help, help from friends. We try to find help everywhere. Yes. And most times, the Lord is the last place we look. Yes. Now, after all of what God has done for you,
yes.
That ought to be the first place. After every situation that has gone on in your life, God ought to be the first to be sought. Friends can't do it without. The church can't do it without the Lord. The Lord ought to be the first place you should consult in time of trouble. I thank God for how he has delivered me. I thank God for how he has watched over you. It's been a long 12 months, y'all. Many things has transpired. We lost some along the way. Sister Jerry, got a friend who has a funeral home.
Yes, sir.
We were talking. She told me that, you know, I have 7 funerals on yesterday. It's tough. And she says to me, it haven't slowed down. But I truly want to thank God for how he has thus far. The year is not over. I want to thank God thus far for watching over this church. I am grateful to him for how he has watched over this church. Like me, maybe some others, maybe we had knocked on the door. But he took care of us. So this year hadn't been a perfect year. But we're glad to still be here. And whatever didn't seem right, he has given us the opportunity to fix it. Guys in heaven, he's given me the opportunity to refix broken relationships. When I should have said thank you and I didn't. When you hurt someone's feelings and you didn't, he gave you the opportunity to go back and say, brother, sister, I was sorry for my infraction some weeks ago. He gives us has given us the ability. So therefore, says he has done all of this, plus have kept us, fed us, nurtured us, been the doctor, been the comforter, been to be up here. It is because of him you can push your grocery cart. Not just to go and buy your groceries, but to push your cart. All of that is a blessing. It's a blessing to have the finances to go get it. But it's a real blessing when you can walk behind it and push it. I can see it because I used my shopping cart for a walker. So I said, Lord, have mercy. You just let me make it through this. I got to use this shopping cart for a walker. Man, I almost called you that time. I said, thank you, Jesus. For this shopping cart. I don't know how I would make it through this store if they didn't have this cart. And this cart has been. Am I by myself? So I just want to get some understanding in here. Am I by myself? You two had to use that cart for your walker? And if the cart wouldn't have been there, you would have gone on ahead trying to get back to the front. I just need to know, am I by mine? You shame to talk about that shopping cart, but I look at that shopping cart differently now. It helped me make it through the storm. Well, it was without that shopping cart, I don't know how I would have. I'm leaning on that cart. Glad to have the cart. tell me what the Lord won't do. He'll take small things and make you appreciate them. Something as simple as a shopping cart. Now when I say a shopping cart, I have a whole different appreciation for that shopping cart. I look at it and I just smile at it. Not just for the groceries, because it was my walk-up. And people didn't know it, because I looked normal. But I wasn't normal. I was barely making it. I'm barely getting it, and they think I'm normal, but I'm not normal, and I'm acting like I'm normal. Don't want them to know that I need this. I need that card. So I want you to look at that shopping cart differently too, y'all. Those of you had to raise your hands and say, I need it. Our text Israel was surrounded by a mountain. The Golan Heights. It was difficult to attack them because of the mountainous region built around them. You really just couldn't go in and attack them. And I'm so glad that God has it where Satan just can't come and just attack us without getting some permission from the master himself. David declares, I lift up my eyes unto the hill. From whence cometh my help? Watch closely. Man try to treat God like man. For we look at each other and we see limitness. But when you're dealing with the master, you're dealing with an unlimited God. Man is limited. God is unlimited.
Thank you for listening to the radio broadcast. That's the radio broadcast with Pastor Michael H. We pray His words of hope bless you and lifted you up. Come and visit us. We're located on Frank O'Hanna Park in Alexandria, Louisiana. Join us on Sundays for Sunday school at 8 a.m., morning worship at 9 a.m., and on Tuesday nights for Bible study at 6 p.m. Our heart's desire and prayer is that the world might be saved and disciples are made. Grace, peace, and mercy until our next broadcast. We are moving from membership to discipleship.
This is KAYT and KQJOFF.
I'll be strong all day long.
24/7. That's my only station.